Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And, of course, everything is going through NutriMedical.com. We're going to put some more links over at Deagle Network. So a link to take you directly to our A to Z and, of course, our sales, different catalogs underneath that to shop. If you go down to the shop section of NutriMedical and you hit that shop button, you'll see a bunch of buttons down there. And down, sort of maybe halfway down, you're going to see Legacy Emergency Food Storage, Heritage Seeds, Prepper Emergency Equipment. And if you hit that link, we will get credit, but also you're going to get the best nutraceuticals support for healthy food, non-GMO, non-toxic, no pesticides, the best survival gear, water supply systems, fuel and energy, amazing array of technology. In terms of the comparison, for example, for the amount of servings, the amount of pounds of food you're going to get, the breads of the entrees, and the special packaging, because you're the only company, the package is not in number 10 cans, but actually in packages that have the lowest oxygen content, and then if you open one of these serving cans up, you can mix and match so you don't have to have one thing for 2 weeks or whatever. You can have, as they say, gourmet Mageddon. Do you like that?
I do.
In other words, well, everybody else is eating their cat and dog, and they're screaming because the water's been turned off or shut down, almost off, because they have a backup emergency power for the water, but not sewage, so they have to reduce the water. If you've been a prepper, you got water saved, you got food saved, you got ammo, and you don't necessarily have invitations to anybody and their dog that wants to show up at your door with a weapon to take your food. So you're having gourmet Mageddon while they're eating their cat. I don't think cat, after the fourth day of a power outage, people will realize how fast this disaster will strike. The latest to hear news about Bibi Netanyahu, and again, remember, this program was supposedly shut down in 2003. People need to understand, our society is so fragile now, it's nuts. If you actually made Armageddon into a comedy and had some good comedians to have some good one-liners, you can make it pretty damn funny. Unfortunately, there's going to be a body count. In fact, they've estimated just that the power goes out, 90% of Americans, Aussies, and Canadians, and I have classified articles on this from classified sources, will be dead, as in going to the next world in a very unpleasant way. Nasty, hey? And most of them are going to die in the first 2 months.
Right.
Nasty, hey? People say, yeah. Oh, that can't happen? And it's not going to happen. To you, if you're move out of the big cities, prep yourself up, start getting monthly servings now. Of course, you get 20% off if you do an auto ship. And I want to reactivate my auto ship, but I want to change what I'm getting because I got already a ton of stuff from Legacy. So I want to figure, okay, what do I need that I have that I don't have right now? So I prepped up my son who lives in Flagstaff. I made sure my family are living with me here. That if things get bad, they come to my house because it's an 8-home gated community on the side of a mountain, so it's defensible. I have some pretty nasty weapons, but I'm arming up with exotic weapons, which I'm, by the way, training people. And while we're here, I'm going to give them just the headlines. And if they want to contact me, I'll tell them how to do it. And these are a lot nastier than guns. The first is a linear accelerator weapon that can accelerate welder's flux and cut a man in half at a mile. The second is a ball-bearing munitions gun system, which will accelerate ball bearings that are sighted to fly straight. They're 10 times harder than a bullet, and they'll fly straight and can go much farther and faster than a bullet and go right through body armor or a Bearcat like it's butter. I have basically infrasound weapons that you won't hear coming that can knock you to the ground and liquefy your liver at a mile. I have scalar weapons that can actually scramble your brain and make you have a seizure if it's in your direction. I have EMP weapons that if you point at anything within miles in that general direction, it's going to have the integrated chips, whether it's a gun or a Bearcat or whatever, fried to pieces and never drive again. Let's put it this way. I know how to weaponize a drone, which you can buy for about $1,000. And I can give you some simple stuff where you go to websites. You can weaponize the thing in the afternoon, and you can fly the sucker 70 miles an hour around your home or anywhere else. And anybody gets in your way, man, you can hit them with a green laser or some of my other fancy weapons you can put on the top of it. And they're going to have a bad day, and they won't hear a pop like a gun firing off. And they won't be able to shoot the damn thing down, too, because they have technologies to actually block and kill bullet fire hitting back in your direction. Okay? So I'm a very inventive person. Plus, I have contacts inside the Special Forces and Delta, so I want people to know. But the most valuable thing in the future is food. It's going to be more valuable than even gold and silver. And I tell people to have carrot bar gold. If you have food, man, you're like King Midas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you have food in packages, which you can trade with your buddies, because they have so much pomegranate in their backyard, because I live in Southern California, everything grows here. If you've got water, man, and you've got some minerals, remember you need water, minerals, and carbon dioxide, which is everywhere, you can grow anything here. It's mind-boggling. I live in an area called Vista, and I can look up my, you know that song, the Beatles song, Strawberry Fields Forever? I can look over my wall from my pool, because we're at 1,200 feet, and I can literally see strawberry fields forever.
Right.
So, but guess what? There's Pendleton Recore Base, so anybody north of us trying to get down here if there's a disaster in Orange County or L.A., because our fault line is sitting 90 miles away, San Jacinto, we're going to be fine. We're rebarred right into the second hardest granite mountain on the planet, on the north part of what we call Baja California Island. So where we are is actually not even the North American plate. We're on a separate plate, which means in 100,000 years, we're going to be off Alaska. Wild, eh?
Yeah.
What people need to know, if you're not prepping now, do you really want to survive? And if you're not ordering food, which is number one, I mean, the first thing you need is oxygen, which is pretty easy to get. Just breathe. Second is water, and if you're smart, you'll even have water bottles stored in your closet or 5-gallon jugs. I like them better than the 50-gallon big drums. Secondly, you want to make sure you can filter all the toxins. If there's a nuclear war, if they decide to hit the Bashar reactor, we're going to get blasted with radiation. So you want radioactive water in your pies and your milkshakes? I don't think so. If you think the government's going to filter it out, think again. The government are like, minions of Satan. They're there, we'll regulate all just 10 of 5,000 things that'll kill them, but they'll know that we're doing our legally best job. You know, that's what happens. That's what the minions do, right? And then from the food, I'm so sensitive to food now. If I eat non-GMO, if I eat beef that's not organic, grass-fed, I get wired. And your body now, if you're detoxed, all of your foods are all non-GMO, no MSG, no pesticides, no crap, and the lowest oxygen content, and they're pathogen-free. I mean, you couldn't be better off, couldn't you?
Right.
So tell us, how do they go to the website? Well, they go to the link. It says here, I went to the link on our site. It says Legacy Premium. It talks about other brands. It shows the beware of the serving size scam, right? And you see these serving sizes of Legacy Premium compared to the other ones, which are teeny. And then they have a comparison chart here between Legacy, Wise Company, Food Insurance, eFood Direct, Daily Bread, and then what's the other one that's been here? It says...
It's a Linden Farm.
Linden Farm, yeah. And all of them are inferior in terms of pricing and what you get and the oxygen content and the number of entrees. And total cost is so much better. So,
yeah, we're all different. We are all different. They got to do their homework.
And then, of course, you get the 183-serving mega sample pack, 720-serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The price of a break there as well. And 16-serving family entree pack. You should, by the way, carry at least one of these sets of packs in your car with your run-and-go pack. You know, run-and-go thing, you know, like a solo stove and other things you need in order to prep and take care of yourself. Because if you get stopped on the freeway or something, you're going to need something for a couple of days and to get back to your place of refuge. We're working also to try to build up we call a refuge villages, if you want to call it, because if it goes beyond 2 months and the city's collapsed and have been nuked, for example, society's not coming back. I mean, you know, you have to understand, if we get into a nuclear war, it's not coming back. It's going to be centuries before we get civilization back in any way, shape, or form similar to what we have now if we start a big conflict. So if you're not prepping now to go beyond the fourth day or 2 weeks, just cross your legs and, as they say, hope to die in a big thermonuclear flash with your glass of wine up in the air. And we're back. Amy, I want you to talk about some more about this amazing food system. And again, you cover everything. It's not just food. I mean, you got the different types of packs. You've got the lowest cost per pound, free shipping, best tasting, most nutritious, lowest gluten-free available, 100% gluten-free, up to 25 years shelf life with the lowest oxygen content of any of these long-range foods. You got the grab-and-go packs. You got gluten-free. You got the bulk samples. You got entrees, breakfast meats, side dishes. And then, of course, you have all the prepper stuff, too. So if you go to AutoShip, and the way to do that is you pick out your pack. You say, I'm going to go and look at you know, the popular things. And you pick out your pack, and then you want to go to AutoShip. It's really pretty straightforward. Can you give us a couple of the pointers on how to do that?
Really? Yeah, really. You just need to find what you want to AutoShip or subscribe to receive. And so when you go into that particular item, you'll see that you can select either a one-time purchase or a subscribe and save. If you decide to subscribe, you get 20% off ongoing discount.
Wow.
Fantastic deal.
And free shipping. And free shipping.
And always free shipping, unless you're in Alaska and Hawaii. We do pay the majority of it, but there is a little jump that you got to pay. But we do try to pay the majority of the shipping to those
right.
places. But for everybody in the contiguous 48 states, it's always free. So what you can do is then select to subscribe and save for that particular product. And once you receive that, you can change your product for the next time. You can pause it. You can change the how often you want to receive it. I mean, there's all things that you are in full control
right.
of this program. There's no contracts. There's nothing to sign. We don't hold you to an agreement of so many months, so many purchases. If you purchase once and you decide something happens and you have to stop, we don't hold you to anything. We will stop right away. You just need to give us a call.
So that's amazing.
We really try to make and give everybody options to be able to acquire this stuff. So give our offices a call if you have questions about
yeah.
anything.
And what's that number if they want to call? Yeah, and you guys are really available. So what's the number to call? And I also mentioned that you were referred by NutraMedical and Dr. Bill so that we get credit for that referral, unless you go through directly to the site. But what should they say?
Really
should they
go through the site. Yeah, so the number to call for any consultation would be 888-543-7345. But when you actually make a purchase after consulting with us, you'll want to go through Dr. Bill's link so that he gets all the credit.
Now, you have a lot of consultants and people that are prepping for years, and you're obviously very knowledgeable. What do you see in, let's say, the next 7 years as a likelihood of events that are going to happen? Either I call them gray swan events, which haven't happened yet, but are, if they happen, they're going to be, oh, my God, events. Or black swan events are actually in the process of happening.
I find it hard to predict anything. I just know that there's so many things out there right now that one or more of them is bound to happen. I mean, we can't escape them all. And having food and water and shelter and the basics, they're just smart to have, and everybody should have them, no matter what happens.
Okay. Let me give you a menu of things, and this is why, if we have 4 days of food on the shelves, but that'll disappear in 2 hours after a declared national disaster. So, if people can walk to the grocery store because the power's knocked out their cars and their cell phone doesn't work, the shelves will be cleared in 2 hours. I remember in 2011, when the power went out for, I think, about 16 hours, we had our local Albertsons store where there were fights in the aisles for ice.
Look at their shelves.
It was nuts. Yeah. Now, here's a couple of events that I think are likely. It's extremely likely this year that we're going to have, if Trump is smart, he'll actually have an agreement to have online confirmation, on-site confirmation that Iran and North Korea are actually dissembling their nuclear program. Because, by the way, I am the whistleblower for the Russians and Chinese setting up nuclear divisions and nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River in northern Venezuela. And last month, Trump was, nobody mentions the regular media, including even Fox, about 2 months ago, that Putin mentioned that he can't attack us from the South with hypersonic cruise missiles going over the South Pole. We have no early warning system from the South. Do you know that?
Right.
None. We have no missile defense. They'll lie and say that this missile, that scare that happened in Hawaii was just a bad guy who pushed a button and he thought it was going to happen. No. They have the same level of verification of the missiles coming as NORAD. What happened was a real missile, and it was fired by our ally Israel, and we didn't knock it out. It was a dummy. So we missed it. Now, if it had hit Honolulu, Hawaii, or one of the main islands like Oahu, guess what? Bye-bye, Hawaii.
Right.
Now, people don't know that I have had Jason Burgess on the show, who was actually, that's his real name, from CENTCOM last year, that stated that at that time, up to 2 years previous, now it's 3 years, North Korea could strike America with a long-range nuclear missile or an EMP missile, and their satellites, they have two of them, cross American airspace twice a day. So if they had a warhead in those missiles, in those satellites 300 miles above the Earth, they could take out our power grid. It makes me choke. Thinking about this, because we have 10,000 UHF step-down transformers, and of those, the world production is 200 a year. So if our power grid goes out, it's never coming back. That means society will end. Not have a bad day, not have a hiccup. We don't have missile defense. So if any nation, even Venezuela, has one missile that can explode high above the altitude over our country with an EMP weapon, even a low-grade weapon like kilotons, it's bye-bye American pie. Now, people don't know this. I'm a bioweaponeer. I trained under Dr. Robert Brown. I worked as a bioweaponeer in Bethesda on the Rutgers campus in New York. I know how to make some of the most deadly bioweapons in history for less than $1,000. Now, if I have that knowledge, do you not think the BioPrep Rat program, which is transferred to Iran, to Tehran, and Syria, do not have these? So, people need to understand, we have a 150-year cycle for major coronal mass ejections from the sun. The Carrington event, which happened, I think, in the 1860s, roughly, basically was so powerful it actually fried telegraphy equipment and railway ties that set up fires.
Wow.
It burnt people's hands from the sun. Now, a third of that power was the power surge back in the 80s that fried the James Bay Hydro Project, and they had to change the way they set up their power lines because they acted like giant antennas, taking that energy and transferring it to the ground and actually not only burning the trees below it, but setting up the power lines on fire, melting them.
Wow.
So we have coronal mass ejections. We have the danger of propagated hacking into our power grid. We have proliferation of nuclear and EMP weapons. We have an extremely unstable economy worldwide. We have a trade war that's happening, not going to happen, with China, and you think you don't need prepper food? Really?
Exactly.
You know, as I say, it was a dialogue between Spock and James T. Kirk. Spock, why? Why, Spock?
Warning. If...
Welcome back, and we are here now at the bottom of the hour with Jim Deal. I don't know if we have Lloyd yet. Lloyd, are you there? Okay, no luck for Lloyd. Okay, Jim, I want to read the trans alert for today from Del Salente. May 1, that's today, the fabricated false premise for the justification of war in the Middle East we forecast in December has been established. Powerful Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States triumvirate have pledged alliance allegiance against Iran. 3 weeks ago, following verified reports that Syria unleashed a chemical weapons attack that killed dozens of people in the outskirts of Damascus, Israel allegedly launched a military strike against Syria. A few days later, the U.S., France, and Britain orchestrated a 100-missile-plus attack on Syria. By the way, only 71 of those missiles were knocked out of the air by the S-300 system that the Syrians had from Russia, which Saudi Arabia had praised, okay? In just the last week, the prospects of war have been measurably escalated. An airstrike attack on the weekend that targeted Syrian military facilities in Hama and Aleppo was believed to be carried out by Israel. This is inside Syrian territory, so it's an act of war. Barely covered by the Western media, not a whiff of it, even on Fox News, which they call false news. The other ones are called vomit news, like MSNBC, and the crazy news network, the CNN, or the Clinton News Network, if you want to call it that. Barely covered in the Western media, it is reported 26 people were killed in the airstrike, including Iranian soldiers. Now, the anti-Iranian alliance is further bolstered by President Trump's newly confirmed National Security Advisor, John Bolton. Now, you have to visualize this, so use your imagination. Think of a guy with a big white mustache in spandex with a lightning bolt on his front, and he's holding in his hand a nuclear lightning bolt. So his name is actually Nuclear Lightning Bolt, John Bolton, who has called for the regime change in Iran. Now, you can't do regime change unless they have a great war, and it will be biological, chemical, nuclear, because the biopreparat program from Russia north of Moscow was transferred to Tehran and Syria. Did you know that? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is a very intelligent man, but he's evil, who called Iran the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world. Now, I have some mathematics for this guy, Mr. Pompeo, who thinks he's a real genius. The math is zero sponsored terrorism by Iran. Zero. You don't see anybody driving through the streets of, say, Berlin or anywhere, or blowing themselves up, saying, Allahu Akbar, I'm here for the mullahs. Now, on the one hand, they did do a screwy deal. They should have made sure there was more on-the-ground testing and confirmation. All they need to do is tweak this deal to say, look, we want to bring in Delta Force, and our guys are going to inspect to make sure you haven't got a squeak sideways of enriching uranium or missiles. They need to disassemble their missile system, because they even wrote, this is something stupid the Iranians did, put on the side of an Iranian missile, you know, death to America, death to Israel. You don't say that stuff unless you want to die, because we will kill you. I mean, you got to understand, America is the land of the dragon. You know what, if you look at the Incas, do you know what the name of America means? It wasn't Amerigo Vespucci, the Portuguese mapmaker. The ancient name of America is the land of the dragon. We're the dragon people. If you actually look from space and you look at North America, including Alaska, it's a big damn dragon. Including Alaska is the head of the dragon. Do you know that?
Interesting.
And on Monday, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to not allow Iran to entrench itself militarily in Syria. Sorry, bud, it's already over. Iran is already there. They're there to support Syria. And by the way, Syria protects Jews and Christians. Everywhere else, the Christians are dying and the Jews are dying because the extreme Sunni, S-U-N-N-I, not Shiite. And that's why when the Israeli government asked the Jews to come out of more than a decade ago out of Iran, living in Tehran, they said, leave us alone. We've been here for 2,000 years plus. We're happy here. Leave us alone. Because the mullahs are not bugging us. Did you know that? People don't know this, do they?
No.
Then on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, what he trotted out this half ton of documents. These are old documents. No ground verification that there's any ongoing program. Just the same as the BS about bioterrorism. And I can't believe that Trump was stupid enough. And believe me, I call him Trump Pinocchio. He is a wooden president. Someday he might be, you know, he's got, I call it Geppetto. If he has a Christian testimony, he actually has some good advisors who won't lie the hell to him or be warmongering globalist maniacs. Because if they attack, Iran, you're going to have some guy, let's say in Chicago, with a vial of lyophilized super weapon. He's going to get in a bus or the subway, and he starts spraying out the window after he turns his map toward the east, toward Mecca and Medina, and say a prayer, Allahu Akbar, and he's going to take a spray, and he's going to release a serious bioweapon that's going to kill millions. Or we're going to get with an EMP weapon, which, by the way, Iran has been testing for 30 years, and so is North Korea, so that they can shoot a small from a fishing boat 200, 300 miles off the coast, way out of range where we even know they're there, and create an EMP that can hit 1,500 radio miles, or just hack into our power grid. And that's all I have to do is wait till we just decay and eat ourselves alive, you know? There's a new species of human called, you know, Homo sapiens carnivalus. Have you ever heard of that species? It's about to arise. Sure. Homo sapiens carnivalus. They don't have gold, like carrot bars. They don't have legacy foods or prepare-wise foods. They don't even have weapons to protect themselves against their ugly and hungry neighbors. They'll eat them and their cats, eventually making a long pig on a spit. Because, boy, people taste good just like pork. Do you know that? People taste like pork. And if you like pork, people are good. Okay. I'm not kidding either. Yeah, and that's what they call it in Asia, is long pig, when they have a disaster and they have to eat their relatives. Or their enemies. They call them long pig. Okay. Long pig, you're kind of long. You're not short like a little pig. You're a long pig. Yeah. So while claiming to have stacks of information of evidence, there is nothing new and conclusive in Netanyahu's show and tell. This is a, hey, if you pull apart the agreement there, Trumpy, on May 12th, we're going to nuke that shit out of the Bushehr reactor. Now, I belong to a bunch of nuclear scientists and doctors for 30-plus years. And I was trained by a bioweapon there in 1973. That's a long time ago, 45 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Robert Brown. And I can tell you, as a consultant under Reserve Admiral Hughes for nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons with the CDC and FBI nationally, as the point man, and we did Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, I can tell you we are not minutes to midnight. We are seconds to midnight. And if Trump screws this up, he's going to allow Israel, and we've given our long-range tanker a few refuelers, because the Israeli jets with their bombers can't get to Iran. It's 1,500 miles away unless they got American refueling bombers to refuel them to get back. Did you know that? So we're collaborating in this freaking mess. Now, if you think we have missile defense, I got a place in the cul-de-sac of the ninth ring of Hades for you, because you're not making it to heaven. Okay? Now, people need to have gold, and the best gold is fractional gold. They need to have food. You need to have biological protection against weapons, which we have neutral defense, which I designed, and our NIOSH masks and other things. You need to be ready to sequester themselves either in their home, if they can get out of the big cities, or in a little village of survival. Because in the first 2 weeks to 2 months, 90% of the population of North America and any country that gets under this kind of umbrella of attack, cyber attack, nuclear attack, EMP attack, are going to die. I mean, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to make the day of the Walking Dead look like a garden party. And I, you know, I start coughing here in the last segments when I was talking to Amy, because it makes me sick that people want to disrespect me. Damn it, you'll disrespect me, and I'll get to talk to you at the judgment seat. And you'll say, I'm sorry I didn't listen to Dr. Deagle. And Jesus is going to have a button called a trap door, and you're going to be going down to the place called the deep down under, called the ninth ring. You ain't going to make it, because when you disrespect those who try to warn you, not just for physical and financial danger, but spiritual danger, because the same idiots, they're believing, oh, well, Trump is going to do the right thing. No, he isn't. He's got John Lightning Bolton, and now he's got Mike Pompeo. They should call him Pompous. Mike Pompous. How's that? You like that? These guys are globalist, warmonger, maniac hawks, and they'll manufacture anything they need. So Gerald Celente is saying, guess what? It's not months away. It's not years away. It's days away. We have 11 days until that agreement gets torn apart, and if it does, do not be surprised if Israel bombs Bashar. And we all have to suck radioactive waste, and we wonder what's going to happen to the economy. How about $300 oil? Jim, I had a little fun with you on the break. You know, my philosophy is this, and it doesn't matter if it's dealing with somebody that asks for medical advice, geopolitical or spiritual. For example, let's say if you're a Christian, the first thing you need to do is get real. Get real with God and say, you know what? I'm a God-forsaken, OMG sinner. I'm only saved by grace, not by anything I can do for you, God. God doesn't want you to do anything for him. He just simply wants you to do a Shema here and do. The same thing with physical problems. If you got something serious that's cooking on you, all of a sudden your legs blow up and you're short of breath and you can't lay down flat, you're probably in permanent congestive heart failure or renal failure. And if we don't resurrect your health, you're going to soon be facing the last moments on planet Earth, and you're going to lift off your body and, oh, look at that, that looks a lot like me because it was you, but you're dead. Now, the same thing goes financially. People think, well, they don't understand, for example, financially what's going on, or even taking things like nutraceuticals. They think, well, Dr. Deagle's stuff's so expensive and so good, but I think I can go on Vitacost or Amazon, or I can talk to my knucklehead family doctor who knows crap, you know, less than what I call the rear end of a scant mouse of knowledge. Or people think, well, I've saved some gold and silver. I said, what are you going to exchange it with? Firstly, if the gold does appreciate, which according to Gerald Celente, it's going to go through the ceiling, because when the financial crash happens, every currency on Earth is going to get worthless. Oil, they're actually talking, will be not only $100, but $150. It could well hit up to as high as $300, because if the entire Middle East goes up, Saudi Arabia is going to walk away like bandits with giant amounts of money, because right now they're going bankrupt. They actually spend more money in Saudi Arabia than they actually have, even though they're trillionaires. It's crazy. I actually talked to the security people in Whitehall, England, north of London, where they have giant warehouses, shrink-wrap pallets of gold and U.S. dollars, because they want it in U.S. dollars, because that's the part of the petrodollar, shrink-wrapped on pallets to the ceiling, 90 foot high, and a quarter mile long, these big giant warehouses. And guess what? All that stuff's going to be pretty worthless except the gold. And what are you going to exchange it for? More useless anti-money, whether it's British pounds, sterling, or European euros, or American dollars, and even the Chinese, their yuan, they backed it by gold. Do they have enough gold to back all the world currency and the debt? No. We calculated out about 5 years ago that it would take 476 Earths, and that was then. It's probably close to 1,000 Earths that would pay off the national debt of all the countries on the planet. We're literally walking around like in a kid's birthday party, and everybody's got a balloon, and one kid's a bad kid, and he's got a hat pin, and he wants to go, ha, 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 and pops everybody's balloon. Those balloons are the economies. And if even one, we call it, adverse event like this happens in Iran with a bomb in the Bashar reactor, or North Korea, the deal doesn't work out, God help us. There's so many reasons and so many bad kids with hat pins in this party called the world economy. It's not maybe going to happen. It's just a matter of when it's going to start, isn't it? So how to get in care bars? What do? You go to Nutramedical, go down to the bottom of the Nutramedical page, hit the link, sign up, start buying gold, go to the website, caretbank.io, if you want to get the Caret Bank coins that are available now. It's now in the open market. And realize they've actually started to evaluate. But they're going to go up quite a ways still, so you can still buy the coins, can't you?
Yes, they are on the open market, and they did have some server issues yesterday, so they extended the discount purchase for Carrot Bar customers, but that ends in about another 2 hours.
Now, okay, so there's a video that explains this whole procedure. What's that name of that video again? And you can send me the link, and I'll post it up.
I'll have to dig that up. I don't have it in front of me right now.
By the way, if they get on Telegram, which is the app, you don't use that instead of Skype anymore.
No, that's right.
I had a gentleman the other day who contacted me, Patrick, and I sent his information over to you because he wants to get involved with CarePars and CareBank and some other people. If anybody's smart, you realize you got into gold, but you want to get into fractional gold. And gold that can have an e-wallet, so you can do currency exchanges around the world and either physically possess the gold or the carat cash or the carat cards. So you actually have physical gold to back up these so-called crypto technologies. And that's why I want to bring down the next month G. Edward Griffin. This is like, if this is mixed financial martial arts, the CarePank gold and the CarePank CarePank tokens or coins will literally bolster against any currency on the planet, because the regular currency is the only way the national governments of the world can pay off their debt is to make their currency valueless. That means anything you have denominated in it is going to be worth freaking nothing. It's ridiculous.
Well, just think of it this way. Imagine being able to transfer gold securely, privately, decentralized without shipping fees or any of the aggravation that it takes to measure mail physical gold. Well, that's what the carat gold coin is going to be. It's going to be a cryptologically transferable gold. Now, obviously, if it's cryptology, it's the gold is not in the cryptology, quote unquote. But when you have one of these coins, once Carat Bank backs these coins up, and they've already got a contract with a mine to mine the gold to back these, once it gets backed up, that means you can go to the Carat Bank or Carat Gold. They're going to change the name to Carat Gold. And turn in your coins, kind of like you used to do in the old days when you had a gold certificate or a silver certificate. The certificate just was a representation of the actual gold. Well, the coins are going to be a representation of the actual gold. You're going to be able to turn those coins in, and they're going to give you physical gold if you want to. But, of course, we all know the convenience of moving things around easily. It's much easier to take a piece of paper and hand it to you than it is for me to take a physical coin and hand it to you. It's easier, it's lighter, it's simpler. Well, how much easier is it to transfer cryptocurrency that you can convert or turn into gold? That's what we're putting together, and that's going to be revolutionary. When you can get to the place where you can move gold around without having to physically haul around gold, that's going to be very intriguing, and that's exactly what we're doing and what we're setting up. So it's pretty intriguing system.
Yeah, it's actually, what's interesting, you can see why countries like China are having conniptions. Now, have you ever seen anybody have a conniption before? You know what happens?
No.
Well, it's actually a pathology in a surgical definition. Have you ever seen, it's like one of these comic kid movies where it's the superheroes and someone has the power to turn people inside out. And it looks really bad to see someone's heart beating on the outside of them and their guts hanging out and everything. But that's what happens, okay? And China is having a conniption because these old leaders in their 70s and 80s are trying to hold on to control. That's why Xi made himself like a dictator for life, which is like a guarantee it's going to be a very short life. Mm. So they made gold the backup 5 years ago and oil last year, and then they got the special drawing right from the International Monetary Fund. But they actually not only are monitoring all their citizens with our tech companies, but they declared cryptocurrency is illegal. And if you're involved with it, you're going to get rid of bad, bad communists, which means you're not going to not only be able to get on a plane or a train, you're probably not even be able to get to the bathroom. Right. Okay? That's that bad in China. People don't realize how disgusting China is. It's just, if you're a woman and it's your third pregnancy, they grab you, they'll abort you, even if you bleed to death, they kill you and your baby. Did you know that?
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
And they still have the most favored nation status as a trade partner for America. What the hell? You know, honestly. So China is actually on the verge of blowing up. And when we go into a trade war with them, they're going to collapse. And these communists are going to be skewered alive, like as I said earlier, long pig. They're not going to make it, are they?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. I mean, if things go down the toilet, they're a paper tiger, I think.
You can already hear the flushing sound. You know when you press the lever? The little sound is already happening. You just haven't seen them. They're still swirling around the bowl. And you can hear them going the blub, blub, blub sound, because if you think that Xi in China is a paper tiger, Trump has a very long, one of those big, kitchen matches, if you have a fireplace. He's got a kitchen match under them. And North Korea is the thing. Why do you think North Korea's coming to the table? Because we're putting squeeze not only on Xi, but also on China. And if I was Trump, and if I had 5 minutes to talk to him, he'd squeeze the testicles of Putin and all his oligarchs in Russia and all these PLA communists so that they would squeal like little piglets.
Yeah.
I'd be squeezing a lot more of these communist dictator maniacs than just Mr. Kim Jong-un. You know, this little, he looks like a little piggy and with this weird haircut, man.
Yeah. Interesting style for the haircut.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, if you're not in carrot bars right now, as I said, I use the analogy of the dialogue between, you know, Spock and Captain James T. Kirk, the first Star Trek.
Hey, right.
Spock, we've talked about carrot bars for 2 years. Why are you not in carrot bars? Do you not see Gerald Celente's report, Spock? Yes, I am logical, Captain. But I think today I've made a decision. May 1, I think I logically believe as a Vulcan that Gerald Celente is telling the truth. Well then, Spock, you have 2 more hours before it ends. Get involved now. Yes, I will, Captain. Good. I'm glad you're getting it, Spock. See, you're a Vulcan. You should be logical. Maybe I beat you today. I think I agree, Captain. What do you think?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.